Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, is extra spooktacular because it was inspired by one of you. Thank you so much to my beloved listener, Sonic, for coming up with today's wickedly scary tale for us. It's one I call Mirror of Nightmares. Jasper had been afraid of almost everything since he could remember. Thunderstorms made him hide under his bed. He avoided the basement because of the chilling drafts and creaky steps. Even a surprise boo from his little sister Lila would send him jumping a foot into the air. His family laughingly nicknamed him Jumping Jasper. Ugh, it wasn't a name he liked. One sunny Saturday, Jasper's family went to a flea market. Lila ran from one toy stall to another, her eyes shining with excitement. Jasper, on the other hand, stuck close to his mother, worried he might accidentally touch something cursed or haunted. A chipped mug for a dollar? No thank you. A shark tooth necklace? Ugh, yuck. You could cut yourself and have bad vibes from wearing that sort of a thing. Much better to play it safe, Jasper thought to himself. Mrs. Milner, their eccentric neighbor who always had too many garden gnomes out and about in Jasper's opinion, had a stall at the market too. Jasper's parents stopped to chat with her politely, and as Mrs. Milner was his neighbor, Jasper figured there was no harm in checking out the items in her stall. Among her goods was a peculiar-looking mirror. It wasn't particularly large, but the frame was ornate, antique, designed with twisting vines and leaves, intertwining with bizarre-looking faces that seemed to be whispering secrets. "Don't you like it? Why don't you go on and get it for your room, Jasper?" Mrs. Milner suggested with a wink. "Who knows? The mirror might help you face some of those fears." Jasper gulped. The last thing he wanted was a haunted mirror in his room. But before he could decline, his mother chimed in. "Oh, it's beautiful, Mrs. Milner. How much is it?" With a mysterious smile, Mrs. Milner replied, "For you, a special price. Just promise me Jasper will use it." Seeing the apprehensive look on her son's face, Jasper's mom laughed. "Don't worry, Jasper. It's not haunted. It's just a mirror, and it might help brighten up your room a bit." By the end of the day, the mirror was hung on the wall opposite Jasper's bed. He hated it. That night, as he got ready for bed, he avoided looking at it directly. But curiosity is a strange thing. Just before he turned off his bedside lamp, Jasper mustered up the courage to take just one quick glance at the mirror. And to his shock, instead of reflecting his terrified face, the mirror showed a confident version of himself. This other Jasper winked and gave a thumbs up. Startled, Jasper pinched himself, wondering if he was in a dream. But then when he looked at the mirror again, the reflection was just normal. Huh. Maybe I'm just tired, he thought. The next day, Jasper tried again to avoid the mirror, but something kept drawing him to it. Again, as he looked, his reflection was not of a scared boy, but of a brave one. This Jasper in the mirror stood tall, shoulders back with an adventurous glint in his eye. Oh, I must be seeing things, Jasper whispered to himself. But that night, as he lay in bed, a voice whispered back. Or maybe you're seeing what you could be. Jasper lurched up, his heart racing. Who's there? He stammered. It's me, said the voice. And to his surprise, the confident Jasper stepped out of the mirror and into his bedroom. Jasper blinked. Twice. Are you me? The confident Jasper smiled. In a way. I'm the Jasper who isn't afraid of everything. The one who faces his fears head on. The one you could be if you let yourself. But how is this possible? Jasper asked, his voice quivering. The confident Jasper shrugged. Magic mirror, remember? It doesn't just reflect who you are, but who you could be. Jasper gulped again. So now what? Now, the confident Jasper said with a grin, we switch. And before he could protest, everything went black. When Jasper opened his eyes, he found himself inside the mirror. He watched in horror as the confident version of himself started living his life. This Jasper wasn't scared of spiders. He even went into the basement to fetch a board game and played it with Lila without a hint of fear. Days turned into nights. Every morning, Jasper would plead with his reflection to switch back, but the confident Jasper would just wink and go about the day. It wasn't until one evening, when Lila sneaked into Jasper's room, that things finally took a turn. She was holding her favorite stuffed bear, Mr. Whiskers, who had a ripped arm. Tears streamed down her face. I need the real Jasper, she sobbed, looking at the mirror. This one doesn't get scared when I tell ghost stories. He doesn't jump when I shout boo. I miss my brother. The confident Jasper looked uneasy. I am the real Jasper, he said. Lila shook her head. Oh no, you're not. You're not my Jasper. My Jasper gets scared, and I love him for it. Hearing his sister's heartfelt words, something stirred in Jasper. A newfound confidence, different from his reflections, started building up inside him. With all his might, he shouted from inside the mirror, I want to come back! I want my life back! And his powerful insistence broke the mirror's hold on him temporarily, and he found himself in his bedroom with his little sister Lila, and face to face with the imposter version of himself. The mirror began to pulse with an eerie glow. The second Jasper's face contorted in anger and resentment. You want your life back? He hissed. Then come and take it. Suddenly the room darkened as shadowy tendrils emerged from the mirror, swirling around the newly freed real Jasper. Lila screamed, trying to grab her brother's hand, but the shadows were quicker, pulling Jasper closer and closer back to the mirror, back to a life of imprisonment. Jasper found himself in a twisted version of his own home, except it was filled with all of his deepest fears. Thunder rumbled endlessly overhead, spiders the size of dinner plates scuttled along the walls, and in the distance, he could hear the creaky steps of the basement leading down to unknown depths. He knew what this was. It was a test, and he had to win if he was going to get his life back and stick the confident second Jasper back in the mirror for good. The second Jasper stood a few feet away, a malevolent grin on his face. Welcome to your worst nightmares, Jasper. Here, your fears are alive. If you want your life back from me, you'll have to conquer them. Jasper felt the familiar weight of fear pressing down on him, but thinking of Lila and looking at her little face gave him strength. What do I have to do? He asked. Face three of your greatest fears, replied the confident Jasper. Only then can you leave this place and swap back with me forever. Without another word, a massive spider descended from the ceiling, its fangs dripping. Jasper's heart raced, but then he recalled something his grandmother once told him about spiders. They were more afraid of humans than humans were of them. Taking a deep breath, he approached the spider, speaking softly, and gently ushered it out of the way. The confident Jasper looked surprised, but said, "Well done, but there are two more fears to face." Next, Jasper found himself standing in front of the basement door. With trembling hands, he opened it, revealing total darkness. The cold, eerie drafts he so dreaded beckoned him in. Taking a deep breath, he descended the stairs. As he did, the gloom lifted, revealing a room full of toys and games. Realizing the basement wasn't so terrifying after all, Jasper felt a surge of confidence. Two fears down, one to go. Jasper was next confronted with his biggest fear of all, a massive thunderstorm. Lightning cracked outside his window, illuminating the twisted faces in the clouds, each resembling the ones on the mirror's frame. Thunder roared so loudly that the carpeted ground trembled beneath him. Closing his eyes, Jasper remembered his mother's words during storms. "It's just nature's way of playing music." He began to hum a gentle lullaby, trying to match the rhythm of the thunder. Slowly but surely, the storm's rage seemed to diminish, the thunder synchronizing with Jasper's tune. As the last echoes of thunder faded, the confident Jasper's figure began to dissolve, but not before saying, "You've proven your worth, Jasper. Remember, it's okay to be afraid, but never let your fears control you. If you do, then life becomes truly terrifying." Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the creepiest one of all? Am I right? Ugh, I'm so glad that the real Jasper was okay. I bet that Lila had some nightmares after witnessing that weirdness, though. And I bet that their neighborly relationship with Mrs. Milner never recovered. I wouldn't go knocking on her door Halloween night. Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows? Of course there's the R.L. Stein Story Club, and you're a member. There's also loads of other shows, including the Rockin' Podcast Musical Time Machine, which is so much fun. Be sure to check it out. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Big thanks to Sonic for inspiring today's terrifying tale. If you have a story idea you want to share, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.